This morning, we're remembering a military officer who won respect from Democrats and Republicans alike. Back in 1992, retired Admiral William Crow endorsed Bill Clinton for president, despite questions about Clinton's lack of military service during Vietnam. Years before that, his career was advanced when Crow met a very different president, as NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz reports.
In April 1984, President Ronald Reagan stopped off in Honolulu on his way to China. There, he met the fairly obscure Admiral William Crow. As legend has it, Reagan was so impressed by Crow, he told a colleague, "If we're ever going to need a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he's our man." A year later, Crow got the job, and he launched a series of groundbreaking exchanges with his Soviet counterpart.
"No American military leader wants war. And I suspect that that is true equally on the Soviet side."
Crow was a somewhat unlikely candidate to become chairman. He held three advanced degrees, and he once lamented what he called the anti-intellectual culture in the Navy. Indeed, he almost quit the Navy in the late 1960s when one of his superior officers accused him of engaging in original thinking. As chairman, Crow was widely respected, but his tenure was also marked by tragedy.
"A message from Dubai Air Traffic Control. An Iranian Airbus is presumed crashed."
That day, July 3, 1988, marked a low point in Crow's career.
"We believe that the cruiser USS Vincennes shot down an Iranian airliner over the Straits of Hormuz. The U.S. government deeply regrets this incident."
Later in his life, Crow would speak about that day and about the tragic error that killed all 290 passengers. After his retirement in 1989, Crow went on to teach at the Naval Academy. He died Thursday, age 82, at the Bethesda Naval Hospital.
NPR's Guy Raz on Morning Edition from NPR News.